We're talking today with Tim Smith, who is a candidate for Sonoma County Supervisor in the 3rd District. Tim, you've been down this road before. Why do you want to be a candidate a second time?
Well, I did run in 2008 and believed I was the best candidate at that time. Did not make it past the June primary and then lived my life, so to speak, for the last 4 years. The Press Democrat gave me opportunity to write a column called The California Commons. And so I stayed involved in local and statewide politics, watching things. And as time got closer to the filing deadline and having talked with some people that I thought would be good candidates potentially for this office rather than myself, found out nobody else was running, and decided to loan my campaign some money, get started, because I believe I'm the better candidate than the incumbent, my opponent.
Where do you differ with her?
The most significant difference is fiscal responsibility. On environmental and social issues, I think we're relatively close, but I've had some real issues with some significant problems that the county has that I think got exacerbated during her term in office. One example is a 20-year extension on the county garbage collection contract with no competitive bidding. That contract is worth over $500 million over that 20-year period, and I just think that's wrong. It makes no sense to me that you wouldn't go to a competitive bid. Another issue, even a bigger financial hole, is pensions. The county pension system is in a real bad situation, and during her term in office, it was made worse by issuance of another tranche of pension bonds. So if you take the pension bonds the county issued during her term in office and previously, which remain unpaid, unfunded liability, and other retiree benefits, our county of under 500,000 people is over $1 billion in the hole.
So how do you get out of that hole?
You get out of the hole by some leadership, I'm an attorney and a financial consultant. I've actually written pension plans, and one of the things you don't do is keep making it worse. You got to stop and take a look at things, and you got to figure out what you do. One of the things I'm willing to do if I'm elected is I'm going to opt out of the pension plan personally, because what I want to be able to do is not have a self-interest in solving the pension crisis. Another issue is we have to negotiate with the unions with respect to the pensions that have been promised. I'm not suggesting anything that's vested be taken away, but we're going to have to do a hard look and say, you know, these numbers don't add up. One of the concerns I have is because the current supervisors and other elected officials are self-interested, there's really not a momentum to fix this. I've heard the argument, well, we really can't do anything unless we negotiate with the unions. And that's true for people that are represented by unions. But the Board of Supervisors, the other elected officials, and the senior staff are not represented by unions, and they could get together and they could actually fix their pension situation. They could say, look, it doesn't make sense. We know, and I don't want to get too deep in the woods, but we know that 3% at 60 doesn't work. It doesn't calculate out. We will voluntarily lower our pensions. We will also get rid of spiking. The County of Sonoma has its own separate pension system. It's not in CalPERS, and there's spiking that goes on consistently at the higher levels of pay.
On another subject, the redevelopment agency has gone away. All of that money is no longer as accessible as it once was. Where do you start trying to rebuild something to take its place?
Well, in an interesting sort of way, the county actually comes out okay with redevelopment, because when the cities have to give up their redevelopment money, that money gets distributed as other real property taxes would be, and some of that will come to the county. So on the one hand, the county loses its redevelopment agencies where it controlled, but for example, Rohnert Park or Petaluma and that sort of thing, the redevelopment agency money that would have been going entirely to a redevelopment agency will now go to the County of Sonoma for its share. It'll go to Santa Rosa JC, it'll go to the local school system, and then a bit more of it will go to the local entity. So in a redevelopment actually may help the county's general fund incrementally, but not a lot. So it's going to be tough.
Tim Smith is a candidate for Sonoma County Supervisor. He's running in the 3rd District, and we talked to him today as part of KRCB's ongoing election coverage. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.